The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Today we're talking about home safety. So we asked Ann Fader of HouseLogic.com, who's filling in this week for Pamela Gertz-Kabadi, to talk to us about something HouseLogic just recently took a look at. Since it's summer, pool fencing. HouseLogic.com, by the way, brought to you by the National Association of Realtors, features everything that you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. And good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm just doing great today. Gil, how are you?
We're delighted to have you here. Pool fences, let's get to it. They're not just good security if you have kids and pets. The law requires it sometimes, doesn't it?
Pool fences, pool barriers, actually, more specifically, are regulated at the state and local level. There's no federal law. So since there are no standard requirements, things can get a little bit complicated. For example, families with children over six don't have to install a pool fence in Arizona unless you live in Scottsdale, Glendale, and several other areas. Then you have to consider that although your pool might be exempt from fencing laws, your insurance company might require it.
I see already how complicated this is. Okay, so what are the best practice recommendations?
Here are the features. I'll go through a list of them that every pool fence should have, and this is based on legal requirements across the various states and also per the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. So one of the first things is height. Some areas require a 4-foot fence, but the Consumer Product Safety Commission requires a 5-foot minimum. The structure must be something that children can't climb. It has to be, in terms of fencing type, a permanent fence is ideal, mostly for durability and cost and that sort of a thing. All of them must have a gate. All states require that they open outward, away from the pool area, and they have to be self-closing and self-latching. And finally, for materials, the fence should be made from a wide range of materials, including wood, vinyl, aluminum. Just make sure the material that you pick is not easily susceptible to damage. If you're looking for more information or way to follow up if you need to build a fence yourself, is a government website called poolsafety.gov.
All right. Now, we talked about the problem of the different requirements, so even within a state, and on top of some of the things that you've mentioned, some states require additional protections, right?
Yes, absolutely they do. Examples of some of those additional layers of security are automatic rigid pool covers, an underwater motion swimming pool alarm, so if something falls in, obviously you can be alerted to that, and rescue equipment nearby.
And since every state has its own regulations, who do you contact, Anne, if you want specifics for your state or county?
I would try contacting the building code department is a good place to start. Check the Department of Health. You might also find the licensing and regulatory affairs area of your local municipality might be able to help. What did we do? We Googled swimming pool safety, the name of our county and state, and you know and that worked for us. We also have more info, including a video showing a variety of features and some links at houselogic.com/radio. So that may be a great place also for you to get started in learning more about this.
Great. I mean, this can really be life-saving information, as well as money-saving, as Ann mentioned, on your insurance. Ann Fader from HouseLogic.com, filling in for Pamela Gertz-Kabadi. Ann, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
It was a great pleasure. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.